9 minutes past eight, which means it's time for It Says in the Papers again, from Caroline Murphy.
HSE ups number of executives by 10%. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Times today, as the paper leads with a story on the number of senior managers in HSE hospitals. We're told they've increased by more than a tenth in the last 3.5 years, despite significant retrenchment in budgets over the same period. And Martin Wall says too that the increase took place at the same time as nursing and support staff levels fell. He says the figures come from a HSE report which was obtained under Freedom of Information, and that the agency itself said the increase at middle management level was due to the Haddington Road deal and to general progression of staff from lower grades. Another HSE story on page 2 of the paper, meanwhile, is about the spend on agency staff. Wall says the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform has forecast that the bill for them may reach €326 million this year, and that the surge is serving to cancel out any savings made on other areas of the pay bill. He says that up to the end of September, the spend was €252 million, a 43% increase year on year. The decrease year on year in what parents have in their pockets, meanwhile, makes the lead story in the Irish Independent. The Parent Trap is the headline. The story says that parents of young children have suffered financial hits of up to €3,000 a year from changes to state payments and higher charges directed at parents since the downturn in 2008. Charlie Weston says a national campaign will demand more help for parents and children. We're told the National Women's Council and ICTU are joining forces to push the government and employers to ease the pressure on families. The pressure on the economy, meanwhile, is not easing as much as we'd like to think, at least according to the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Economy not as strong as figures suggest is the headline. The story is a report on that warning by the Fiscal Council that while GDP might actually have increased by 7.6%, the actual growth rate was 3.6%. It's the story you heard in the Bulletin, and it makes the front of the Times too under the headline, Fiscal Chief Warns Against Impact of Giveaway Politics on Economy. Otherwise, this morning, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a piece on the drugs problem in Dublin. Right under TDs' noses, the reality of our drugs crisis, says the strap over a picture taken from inside Leinster House. In the story, Niamh Lyons says there have now been calls for the government to stop the rot of open drug use plaguing our capital. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, leads today with a piece on the battle of boy bands. We're told Cian Egan has said Westlife will always be bigger than One Direction. But the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star both lead with stories on John Delaney and his girlfriend. Terror trolls target Delaney girl is the Star headline over a story which says that Emma English has been stunned by a campaign of vile online abuse. The Mirror story says she's called in her lawyers after suffering vile personal abuse from online bullies. Delaney himself, meanwhile, gets some attention in the Times. In a front page piece, Emmett Malone says the FAI has failed to respond to questions put to it regarding a video showing its boss singing the Republican ballad Joe McDonnell in a bar near the Aviva last week. Also in the Times this morning, Fintan O'Toole weighs into the marking debate, making the case for junior cert pupils not to be graded by their own teachers. Already, he says, it's the case that a good proportion of the projects submitted for state exams are the work of the Mammies of Ireland. And while this is sweet and caring, he says, it's also corrupt. I hate the current system, he declares, but while it might get an E on many of the deeper goals of education, it gets an A plus on fairness. Is it fair, though, to showcase your cat? The Examiner has a feature on cats on the catwalk, while the Times has one on Beau Willimer, one of the men behind the House of Cards. Sinead Gleeson says he doesn't think the show is actually about politics. If House of Cards is about anything, he said, it's about power. But finally, talking of power, what if we could call on it to transform a grouchy teen? The Independent has a feature on a book which advises how to do that. And as to why we'd want it, well, we're reminded of the happiness expert who says, any family is only as happy as the least happy child.
Caroline, thank you.